proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me we have Brother Sam Wilson.
Thank you, Aaron.
Well, Brother Sam, you're part of our global outreach team here at IBJM, and we have some nice men that are working with you. And the desire is to, of course, help local churches reach the Jewish community that maybe is around them and trying to get to know them. But we've talked before about going into a church, helping the church as well as the pastor there, equipping them of how to do it. But probably a question that some pastors might have is, where do I start? How can we do this thing?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think it's maybe the key question here. Is because many people have a desire to minister to the Jewish people, but don't really know how to go about it. Of course, it's good to do some study and some research so you know a little bit about Jewish culture and know some techniques to speak to Jewish people. But I don't really believe that's the fundamental thing. If you look at what studies have shown of the many Jewish people who have come to believe in the Messiah, the vast preponderance of them ended up coming to Messiah because of a personal relationship with a believer in Messiah that they knew, a Christian usually that they knew, perhaps a family member, maybe a neighbor, a co-worker. They knew somebody somewhere who shared with them in a personal way. And so one of the things that we recommend to the church is if each member of the church, you don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to have a degree in theology, if each member of the church would seek out one Jewish person. Now, if you want to do more than one, I'm not against it, but really just find one Jewish person and then love them, befriend them, care for them, and build a friendship with them. And as you do, pray for them. Pray that God would work to touch their heart, to soften their heart, to open their heart to the gospel, and share the gospel. People have the idea of sharing the gospel of, I need to get out a large black Bible and go through a bunch of verses with you, whether you want to listen or not. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about step by step, little by little, sharing your faith, talking about what God means in your life, talking about what you've received from the scriptures, and to continue to do that. And so we're looking for Christians in churches all over the country who will say, I'm going to go out, I'm going to find a Jewish person, I'm going to love him and befriend him, I'm going to pray and believe, I'm going to sow seed, lovingly presenting gospel truth to him, and I'm just going to keep doing it from now until Jesus comes back. And if we will do this, many Jewish people will hear Christ, will hear the gospel, hear about Christ, and many will come to Christ. And I think there's no greater thing that the church can do than just that. Everybody, go befriend and love and pray for one Jewish person and sow the seed and see if they can bring him to Christ.
Okay, and so the idea is having these relationships to really have an eternal impact on people's lives. And I think one thing, too, and you mentioned it, going in prayer, I've often found, Sam, I don't know about you, but I've often prayed, Lord, please send someone across my way that I can share your truth with. And I pray for Jewish people. And God, I think he has a sense of humor. He's oftentimes answered that prayer.
Yeah, he will. You know, he wants the Jewish people to hear the gospel more than we want the Jewish people to hear the gospel. And if he finds a Christian that has a heart for that, that's willing to do that, he'll send somebody to him. And you can be their friend and love them and pray for them and, by God's grace, share the gospel with them.
Okay, great. And obviously, say a pastor or layman's out there listening right now, and they say, well, you know, that's great, but I just need to help understand, where do I begin? And maybe that's where you guys can come into that church and encourage that church.
Absolutely, yes. If somebody's out there saying, where do I begin, pick up the phone and call us here at International Board of Jewish Missions, and we will send a man to the church to preach and to teach and to equip you to minister to the Jewish people.
Okay, again, we're working with the local church and building them up to reach their Jewish neighbor. That's an incredible goal. Well, very good. Again, we have Brother Sam Wilson with us today with our global outreach team, and thank you for joining us, Brother Sam.
It's a pleasure, Aaron.
Good, and of course, let's be reminded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray that the Prince of Peace will rule in the hearts of both Jew and Gentile as the gospel goes forth, and pray God's blessings upon you today, and may he give you true shalom.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.